This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Lorito.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for your time today.
That's okay.
How are you feeling?
Surprisingly, I'm feeling pretty good.
Because you had a pretty dramatic time while you were on the show, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, the last round of the show where we got that hip-hop routine, I kind of expected that it probably will be me and Gianni's time to go, to be honest. So we kind of expected that.
All right. Is that because it was quite a different style to you used to and the choreography?
Yeah, and also, like, it wasn't a routine that, you know, if I was sitting at home watching that, I wouldn't go and vote for it, to be honest. No disrespect to the choreographer or the choreography, but the song choice, Mr. Jones, that we were given to do a hip-hop routine to is just not something that if I was watching from home, I'd vote for. So,
because yeah. That's one of the hard things that switched this week, is it's no longer the judges can judge you, it's based on the public, because and they're going to be judging you on different things. We're not going to notice if you're pointing your toes or extending properly, are we?
No, not at all. But the thing is that the judges do have an impact on the votes, whether, you know, they leave it in the public hands or not. They kind of lead, whatever they say, the public do kind of listens to it. And like for Jason Coleman especially, and we didn't get the best comments, so that kind of contributed to that, I think, as well.
Did you change your performance at all to try and appeal more to the public rather than worrying about your technique?
Yeah, like, you know, with that, especially with that hip-hop routine, there wasn't a lot of choreography in it, and we were given strict instructions to overact and make the personality much bigger, and I got slammed for that, obviously, because the judges don't really know what we're being told to do, and for them to judge us on what we've been told to do is kind of hard to hear them say that you were overacting, Lorita, and it wasn't coming from a place of truth, and it wasn't the best thing to hear, and that's why I had to take the mic and kind of let them know how I was feeling and that I actually tried my best. Because me and Gianni, we did our best, and we were very happy, and the choreographer was happy as well.
Good stuff. And is it quite nerve-wracking when you have to sort of give feedback on air to the judges? Because obviously they're
considered the experts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it wasn't like that night was the worst night I've had in the competition, to be honest. Like, I just felt that I didn't really got the opportunity to, and it was top 10, you know, it's the first top 10 week, and I didn't feel that we got that opportunity to have a wow moment, and it just, you know, it's just about luck, and it just wasn't our week, I guess, and unfortunately, we had to go through that and hear those comments from the judges, but, you know, it's all for the best, so, yeah. And that's the way the competition goes as well, so.
Now, you did this, the dance on Sunday on the table, yeah?
Yes.
Was that looked challenging, but I can imagine in rehearsals there would have been some near misses and accidents, were there?
There were a few, mainly with the lifts, though. Me and Gianni. Gianni's just, she's a hardcore chick. Like, she's abs of steel. She's so toned, and she's very strong. The jumping on the table was easy. It was mainly the lifts that we had to do on the table that was a scare bit. And that routine was physically demanding. Like, I had moments, not to gross you out or anything, where I felt like I wanted to vomit a few times.
Wow.
You can imagine, because that height as well, because you're doubling your height, aren't you? And you're,
exactly.
The fear of dropping your partner.
Yeah, in rehearsals, we have to do these routines over and over and over for the camera to get the best angles. So it was a bit of a challenge, but I love that routine, so.
Now, we spoke to Danny last week, and he was saying that you basically live and breathe dance while you're in that environment. Is that true? Is it hard to keep a balanced perspective?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. You know, with this competition, like, it's so, you don't get any time to yourself. You don't get any time to do anything other than dance. You have to be thinking about choreography all the time. You have to be thinking about publicity, interviews. And so your life is just about that at that time. You don't have time to even call your friends and family to do anything. And sometimes it's a little bit hard, but that's the way, I guess, you have to kind of just push forward and make the best of what you've got, you know. And that's what the competition is about as well. But leaving the competition where I've left it, I have no regrets. And I think I left it at a good point, because when I made my final speech, that was absolutely from my heart. It wasn't tears of sadness, it was tears of joy. And I just wanted the Australian public to know that I don't have my family here, and they've kind of been that support system for me, and I'm very happy. And I've been getting a lot of great feedbacks from fans, so that was good.
Well, you've done awesome. I mean, you got down to the last 10. So, yeah, I mean, exactly. That's no mean feat, is it?
Yeah, I'm going on the tour as well, so it's all a win-win. So it's a great achievement. My mum is proud as well.
As well as your individual, obviously your individual performance, you have to learn the choreography for that. You also have to do the group one as well, don't you? With Project Moda, I believe.
Yeah, I had an afro.
Yeah.
Cool.
And you're all in the 70s, guys. That's my favourite. It's your discos. That was a great performance.
Yeah, it was awesome to work with them.
I've recognised you from Melbourne. You're a Melbourne boy, aren't you?
I am.
Yep.
Fly back today.
Excellent. And I've seen you dancing in some of our different venues here. How's the gay community in Melbourne been supporting you? Have you felt that support?
Yeah, I've been getting a few support from like Heaven's Door and a few of the other gay venues, which is absolutely great to have people supporting me in that regard. And it's just been amazing that I've been getting messages, and you know, a few of my friends came up from Heaven's Door. The manager of Heaven's Door on Commercial Road came up and supported me in the show as well, so it's been really, really good.
Well, Arido, good luck with whatever the future brings you. We're going to be happy to have you back down here in Melbourne, but I'm sure you'll be travelling lots of different places dancing as well.
No, thank you so much for having me. I've had a real blast. It's awesome.
Great. We'll catch you soon in Melbourne.
Take care, man.
Cheers, Larry. Take care. Thank
Bye.
You.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.